From NPR News, it's Day to Day.
What I would like to do is to bring to the mystery novel the same novelistic skills I would bring to a so-called serious novel. And I did that, and I think if I taught anything to mystery writers out there, it was that they could dare to write well.
That's the late writer Evan Hunter, better known to crime fiction fans by his pen name Ed McBain. He was speaking on NPR's Fresh Air. McBain's writing popularized the kind of flawed but noble cop characters who are now everywhere in novels and on TV. Learning to Kill is a new anthology of McBain's early short stories. Book critic Veronique de Turenne has this review.
It's a risky move to collect your earliest work for all to see. Depending on your talent, you're either showing the source of the brilliance to come or the primordial ooze from which your later work slithered. In Learning to Kill, an anthology of the late Ed McBain's first crime stories, we get a bit of both. Learning to Kill could just as easily have been called Learning to Write. Culled from the start of McBain's 50-year career, the work first appeared in pulp magazines like Verdict, Manhunt, and Argosy, which paid him just pennies a word. The pulps reeled you in with lurid covers, then socked you with muscular prose. McBain's stories, with titles like The Molested, Eyewitness, and Good and Dead, fit right in. Reading them here, fans will recognize the roots of McBain's groundbreaking series, The 87th Precinct. Those books pretty much invented, and perfected, the police procedural. There's the crisp dialogue, layered characters, and unexpected moments of silence that made his cops and killers so compelling. On the Sidewalk Bleeding starts like this. The boy lay bleeding in the rain. He was 16 years old, and he wore a bright purple silk jacket, and the lettering across the back read, The Royals. The boy's name was Andy, and the name was delicately scripted in black thread on the front of the jacket, just over the heart. Andy. He had been stabbed 10 minutes ago. But some of the stories are pure amateur. McBain's cops forget to look for witnesses. They ignore important clues. They ask dopey questions. Sometimes the writing itself makes you wince. The best thing about the book is that McBain himself is wincing and laughing and marveling right along with you. He compiled the anthology before his death from throat cancer last year and included a sweet and funny introduction and fascinating prefaces to each story. Here's how McBain remembers his first editor critiquing his short stories. This one, burn, he said, and moved it aside, and picked up another one and said, this one too, and placed it on top of the first one, and then picked up the third story. This one, I think I can salvage, he said. That editor did more than salvage a few stories. He launched a career. McBain wrote over 100 books and scripts, including the screenplay for The Birds. Without him, it's doubtful that groundbreaking TV like NYPD Blue, where a city becomes a character and an entire police precinct a hero, would exist. In the baby steps and growing pains of Learning to Kill, we learn to treasure Ed McBain all the more.
Veronique de Turenne is a writer living in Los Angeles. She reviewed the book Learning to Kill by Ed McBain.